With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting. Funding for this program is provided in part by the North American Festival of Wales, a four-day celebration of Welsh music and culture featuring seminars, theater, concerts, and more, August 31st through September 3rd in Rochester, New York. Details online at nafow.org.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour as we explore the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. There's been a steady stream of new recordings of organ and choral music over recent months, and on today's program, we'll take the opportunity to listen to a second helping of new releases as we dive into this treasure chest of CDs. We'll hear fine performances of great music by Poulenc, Krebs, Beethoven, Walton, Mahler, and more. We'll begin with organ music performed by prize-winning young organist Caitlin Emerson. She was winner of the 2016 National Young Artist Competition in Organ Performance of the American Guild of Organists, and a recording is part of the prize package. We'll hear her play the first movement, Allegro con brio, from Felix Mendelssohn's Fourth Organ Sonata. She plays the wonderful instrument at the Church of the Advent in Boston.
Thank you.
Caitlin Emerson played Allegro Cum Brio from Sonata No. 4 in B-flat by Felix Mendelssohn. She played the organ at Boston's Church of the Advent, where she now serves as associate organist and choirmaster. The 16, directed by Harry Christophers, have just released a new disc on the Coro label of choral music by Francis Poulenc, including his motets for Lent and Christmas, as well as his Mass in G. From that disc, we'll listen to his setting of Salve Regina, which dates from 1941. Music of Francis Poulenc on With Heart and Voice. Salve Regina by Francis Poulenc was performed by the 16 under the direction of Harry Christophers. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of John Rutter's finest choral compositions is a piece he wrote in 1992 in memory of Herbert Howells. His double choir anthem, Hymn to the Creator of Light, was written for the dedication of the Howells Memorial Window in Gloucester Cathedral. Rutter's homage to Howells is clear throughout, but especially with the rich harmonic development in the opening section. From a new recording by the choir of the Queen's College, Oxford, on the Signum label, we'll hear Hymn to the Creator of Light. Owen Rees directs.
Thank you.
Owen Rees led the choir of the Queen's College, Oxford, in Hymn to the Creator of Light by John Rutter. Organ music of Johann Ludwig Krebs is next. This is taken from a new recording featuring the two organs of Leipzig's Thomaskirche, where Bach presided from 1723 until his death in 1750. The church houses a 19th-century organ by Wilhelm Sauer, perfect for German Romantic music, and an organ built in 2000 by Gerald Wöhl for music of the Baroque. It's on this instrument that we'll hear Thomaskirche organist Ulrich Böhme play Krebs' Fantasia in Italian style. Fantasia in Italian style by Johann Ludwig Krebs was performed by Ulrich Böhme on the Wöhl organ at the Thomaskirche in Leipzig. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A plethora of recordings marking the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is in evidence this year, including one that makes a direct connection between the music of J.S. Bach and the texts and tunes of Martin Luther. From that recording on the Hansler Classic label, we'll listen to the opening movement of Cantata 91, Gelobet seist du, Jesu Christ, Praise to You, Jesus Christ. The Frankfurt Kantor I perform, directed by Helmut Rilling. Gelobet seist du, Jesu Christ, from Cantata 91 by J.S. Bach, based on a chorale by Martin Luther. Helmut Rilling led the Frankfurt Kantorei. Another recent German recording on the BR Classic label features highlights of sacred choral music, mostly from choral orchestral works. Produced by Bavarian Radio, it includes movements from a number of major works by Bach, Schubert, Dvorak, Handel, Haydn, and others, all led by distinguished conductors. From that disc, we'll hear the opening Kyrie from Ludwig van Beethoven's monumental Missa Solemnis. Bernard Haitink leads the Bavarian Radio Chorus and Orchestra in this performance. Bernard Haitink led the Bavarian Radio Chorus and Orchestra in the Kyrie from Ludwig van Beethoven's Missa Solemnis. Taken from a new recording of highlights of sacred choral music on the BR Classic label. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A recent recording on the ACES label features a recital by virtuoso concert organist Stephen Tharp on the instrument at his home church, St. James, in New York. Built by the Schoenstein Company, it's a versatile instrument of great range and scope, and Stephen explores it to the fullest. Several years ago, Stephen challenged composer and organist George Baker to write a concert etude for him to perform. Taking up the challenge, Dr. Baker wrote a tour de force, which he characterized as 4 minutes of hell in F-sharp minor. It takes the form of a danse diabolique and incorporates several familiar themes, the Dies Irae plain chant, T for two, and a central statement of the hymn, How Firm a Foundation. The piece is great fun, and we'll hear Stephen Tharp perform at St. James Church in New York. Danse Diabolique by George Baker was performed by Stephen Tharp from a recent CD on the Asus label. He played the Schoenstein organ at St. James Church in New York. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, undertook a recording project this past year, along with choristers from each of the 50 cathedrals in England, and produced a spectacular CD, kind of a hit parade of 500 years of Anglican choral music. From that CD, Jubilate, on the Decca label, we'll hear the choir of St. Paul's sing William Walton's setting of Jubilate Deo. Andrew Carwood conducts, and Simon Johnson plays the organ. William Walton's Jubilate Deo was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Andrew Carwood conducted. Organist David Briggs has taken on something of a mission in the past several years, that of transcribing and performing many of the monumental symphonies of Gustav Mahler. He recognized the enormous potential for realizing these gargantuan works on the organ, and his most recent release is of Mahler's Symphony No. 2, subtitled Resurrection. We'll listen to the closing portion of the finale from a spectacular recording by Mr. Briggs, recorded at Blackburn Cathedral in October 2016. He's joined by the City of Birmingham Choir and Renaissance singers, along with soloist Julia Morrison and Christina Stelmakovich. All are conducted by Christopher Robinson. Spectacular music and a spectacular transcription and performance. The finale from Gustav Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection, as transcribed and performed by David Briggs at Blackburn Cathedral. Christopher Robinson conducted the City of Birmingham Choir and Renaissance Singers, along with soloists Julia Morrison and Christina Stelmakovich. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music from new and recent releases of choral and organ music. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.